Welcome to the KSL Home Show, brought to you by Ozma Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome on into the home show today. Thank you for joining us. It is officially fall. It's the most wonderful time of the year if you're a designer, I think, because you get to switch to all those warm colors and the caramels and the fall decor. You get to put the pumpkin spice candle in your house. Heather, there's nothing more Utah than a pumpkin spice candle, right?
Right. Good morning, Lindsay. You're listening to the KSL Home Show. We get to talk about the best of the best every single week here on this radio show, and it's fun. We don't have to talk about politics or any of the problems of the world other than maybe your sofa's ugly. I don't know. You know, all the hard things in life. Today we're going to talk about not only fall trends, but we're also going to talk about remodeling. We are just coming off of an incredible season of the Parade of Homes all across the Wasatch Front in Salt Lake and Utah County and St. George and everything in between. But now we get to talk a little bit about remodeling. We don't talk a lot about that on our show. So a lot of people don't want to build a home. They don't have the time. They don't have the money. They don't want the hassle of that. And maybe they just love their neighbors. I know personally, I'd have to count them, but I think I've remodeled 16 homes.
Jeez.
In being married almost 28 years. Mm. So I have a lot of personal experience and then, of course, a lot of experience with clients as well. And today on the show, we are so excited to welcome Emily Ewing. She is one of the designers at my Osmond Design Store. And I would say she's probably one of the best experts in our entire company when it comes to remodeling, not only working with clients, but Emily, you've done quite a bit of remodeling yourself.
Thank you. Yes, I have. I am currently in the process of remodeling my own house right now, which is has been super fun. And bought the house, didn't love the outside of it, but bought it for the views and the bones and the inside of it. So
you guys have that skill where you can take the bones and fix her up. I don't have that skill, you guys.
You might be surprised. And if you don't have the skill, that's what we're here for. Right? You have so many talents, Lindsay, that I don't have. So it's doing what you do best and then subbing out the rest.
I can push buttons with the best of them, but
I
can't figure out how to karate chop pillows. It's just not a skill I have.
Well, we have the best pillows in stock right now, Lindsay. I know it's actually a resident joke with us. Karate chopping pillows, you would not believe how incredible pillows are to almost every single space, right? Great rooms. Adding just a couple of new pillows can absolutely transform a space without a lot of work. Okay, enough about pillows. Back to remodeling. Emily, tell us a little bit about your project that you're working on right now.
So currently I'm remodeling our home, and we first started out and we were just going to paint some cabinets and maybe just do the wood flooring. And when we took out the wood flooring, we realized that we had a lot of water damage. And so it went from just a little kind of fixer-upper, some paint, some, you know, new wood floors to a major remodel. And at this point, we have gutted our kitchen. We've taken out really every room in the house we've gutted at this point.
See, this is a case study in why we don't remodel, because I don't want to know what's under there, and it's going to cost me thousands more dollars.
Well, it definitely is something that when you start remodeling, when you open up one wall, you really can open up a can of worms.
Yep.
And I feel like once you get one room looking great, then it's hard to not say, oh, well, let's just do that as well. And we'll just do this. And then before you know it, your entire house is torn up, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's where we're at. But we're fixing it all back up to beautiful. And I'm so excited. It's been such a fun process. And I love seeing, you know, the beginning stages to the end.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the remodeling process. Okay. Sometimes it's easy. Sometimes it can be more extensive. There are definite easy remodeling projects, which are painting. You can do that in a weekend, right? Absolutely. Sometimes even just repainting a headboard wall or changing a space that way can be, you know, definitely something a DIY can get excited about and isn't too overwhelming.
Right.
Then there are more extensive remodeling projects with maybe tearing out your carpet, remodeling walls. Let me fix that actually. Then there are more extensive remodeling projects that can be something you need to hire experts for, whether that be plumbers or electricians or flooring people, tile installers.
For sure.
A lot of those projects can or maybe don't need to be experts that let me actually fix that. Some of those projects maybe you need a permit for and maybe you don't. So make sure that you are looking into the requirements for your specific city. The last thing you want to do is have a flood in your home trying to save a little bit of money. And if you're not a plumber and you don't know what you're doing, that can be a really bad thing. Or electrical. Those are two things that I always get very nervous about. Flooring's another one. There's lots of YouTube videos how to install tile. But oftentimes just hiring someone makes all the difference in the world because then you don't have to rip it out when it didn't go quite how you wanted it to. And just time is money as well.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
Also, as designers, we take that stress and eliminate that stress. We can come in and just kind of, you know, maybe you opened up a wall or you opened up and ripped up some floor and then you tried to put it down and you just thought, oh my gosh, I thought I could do this and it's just more than you can handle. So then that's when Heather and I can step in and really help and say, hey, look, we can help take the stress away from this. We can make it beautiful and we can accomplish all these wonderful things. So
what is step number one for you when you go to redo a space, remodel a space? Do you have a plan? Do you have a vision? Or is it like, let me just see what's under these floors?
One of the first things I do is talk to the client and find out, you know, what their needs are as a family are, because that is, let me fix that.
Yep.
So one of the first things I do when we approach this is I talk to the client and find out what their needs are, because dependent on, you know, they may have a dog or kids or different things. And so they may want LVP flooring. There's lots of different situations that I take into consideration when I'm planning all that. So that's one of the first steps I take.
Yeah, that's great advice too, because you never realize the pain points of your house until you're living in it, right? And
right.
You're like, oh, well, this back door has zero space and now all my jackets and coats and boots are in the kitchen because I have
exactly.
No mudroom. And so
it really is about functionality. You can still get that beautiful design, but it really does come down to the function of how your family is using your house. So that's a big one for me.
Yeah, and I love that you guys can combine that function with the style.
Exactly.
100%. So I think first and foremost, decide what's important to you, why you want to remodel, and what your budget is.
That's right.
And then possibly consult with a builder.
Absolutely.
Get some good referrals, maybe neighbors or friends, or contact the local home builders association in your area to get some recommendations of people that are great in the industry. I think that will help alleviate a lot of headache down the road. If you are tearing out huge walls, if you're moving walls, if you are adding on to your home, whether that be on the, you know, maybe a family room on the backside or so many different things, you may want to even hire an architect to help you draw those plans. And then, you know, depending on how extensive that plan is, you may need to go get a building permit from the city that
Correct.
You live in. And that does take a little bit of time, does take extra expense. So make sure that all the plan is in place and you know exactly what you're doing before you even take one.
Start. Yeah, before you start. Let's fix that.
I was like, before you take one step. Yeah. Don't. Make sure that all the planning is in place before you start. And I think a lot of that even includes just budget, making sure that you know approximately how much all of this is going to be, and then always set aside a rainy day fund, because
right.
There are always surprises. Just like Emily was saying, you open up that wall and
you have
water damage,
right.
Or you don't know what's going on. So
if you go up or out, is that when you need a new permit? I don't know why my voice just didn't work there. Stand by. So when you go up or out on a house, is that when you typically need a permit?
Yes.
Okay.
100%. And in every city, sometimes if you even replace your dishwasher, you possibly could need a permit for something even as simple as that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Okay. Paint and carpet, you're good. So no worries there. Replacing tile, you usually don't have to do anything there. But again, we are not experts in your city. This is no advice. Yeah. You need to definitely verify everything for your specific city. And we want your remodel to be a success. We're here to help. We of course, help with not only layouts as designers, but we also help with color selections and make sure that everything is cohesive and it coordinates. And designers don't cost money. I believe that they save money in the long run.
That's right.
Our services are $100 per hour. We have the dream team of the best designers in all of Utah at Osmond Designs, with locations in Lehigh and in Orem. And of course, we travel. We go to St. George. We go to Park City. We go all across the state of Utah, and we're happy to do that.
Emily Ewing is one of the designers at Osmond Design. She's with us as well. Heather Osmond. Again, the stores are in Lehigh and in Orem. We'll take a break. More on the Home Show in just a minute.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond, owner and interior designer at Osmond Designs. The stores are in Lehigh and Orem. So if you're down in Utah County today, swing by. Saturdays are a great day to go furniture shopping. Heather, I haven't remodeled my house. I bought it kind of like as is, right? I was able to move into it, which is great. But there are so many things I want to fix about it that I keep getting scope creep. Like, I don't even know where to start, but I'm like, well, I want to redo the back deck. But if I do the deck, then I got to rearrange the backyard. And then I got to make sure that, you know, the kitchen goes out a half a foot. And it's just like, I don't do anything. It's paralysis by analysis, right? I just do nothing.
Lindsay, you are not alone. I think that is a very common theme. You are listening to the KSL Home Show, where we get to talk about all the fun things regarding your home and real estate, not only residential, but also commercial applications. And today we are talking about everything and anything dealing with remodeling your space. We are coming off of the Utah Valley Parade of Homes, the Salt Lake Parade of Homes, the St. George Parade of Homes, and all the Parade of Homes is in between, where really our focus has been on new construction. But a lot of people really love where they live. They love their neighbors. They love their space, and they just want to update. So today I brought with me Emily Ewing. She is one of my amazing friends and designers at the Osmond Design Stores. And Emily, I always brag that you are an expert in remodeling. Not only because of the work that you've done with clients, but also because of your personal experience. You were currently in the middle of your own remodeling project, which is so much work.
It is.
It is so much work.
It is a lot.
We want to tell you that it's fun, but we also want to be real and say it's work. How do we say this politically correct? It's horrible.
Yeah. You know those Instagrammers who are always redoing something? I always think, do you have any more rooms left in your house?
They're doing their neighbor's homes.
Yeah, they're just working their way. Remodeling. Is that you, Emily?
Yeah. Oh, man. I just go from one thing to the next.
A serial remodeler.
That's right. Yeah.
Emily is unique in that she does a lot of it herself, and her husband does a lot of it himself. And so they work all day, and then they do this in the evenings for fun, which I just think is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. We work full time and then go home and work full time. So right. It's great. We have a great relationship doing that, and it's great times.
It's so good. Okay, so in remodeling right now, specifically in Utah, because of course that's where we currently have a bias and love and do most of our work, we just want to talk about some of the trends of what people are doing in their homes right now. Take it away, Emily.
Okay, so we're seeing a lot of warm tones, especially in the kitchen. We're seeing open shelving, open glass fixtures, everything open. From being in COVID, we were so confined to our homes that we are seeing a lot of bringing the outside in or being able to look out.
So kitchens are always number one. I think painting cabinets, like you were saying earlier in the episode, if you have those brown oak cabinets, the red oak, the yellow maple, people are, even the alder, right? People are loving white cabinets. They're restaining their cabinets.
Are we still doing bold lower cabinets with white uppers? Is that a thing we still do? Because I might be like 3 years behind the trends.
People are loving painting. So we're seeing a lot of greens, sage greens, emerald greens, navy blues are still all the rage.
And black is even black taking a huge turnaround.
Yeah, but you couldn't see Emily's face. She kind of scowled when I said bold lowers and white uppers.
Yeah.
She's like, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
It's more modern farmhouse.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay. We're on the same page.
Yeah. All right. It's still cute. I think it's just been done, right?
A lot,
It's been done a lot. So kitchens are still all the rage. We are going into dining season, right? We're entertaining people, so having new countertops is also something that I'm seeing a lot of people doing. If you have that old Corian, I don't know if some of you even know what that is. It's really dated. People are ripping that out. They're ripping out Formica. They're adding quartz. It's a very inexpensive update that can transform your space. Marbles are still all the rage.
Even concrete.
Concrete? Mm. Yes. We're doing more of that. The butcher block. Mm-hmm. People are doing that right now. Waterfall countertops are incredible if you have the cabinets that will do that.
So how do you balance trends with the fact that trends always change?
Yeah, well, I think there are some trends that are definitely more common than others. If you stay with those neutrals, anything that's expensive, I would just say be very conservative and then be trendy with maybe some of your furnishings and maybe your knobs or
stuff you can easily replace.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree.
An update.
Plumbing fixtures right now are still, they used to just be plumbing fixtures and now they're actually part of the decor. Mm-hmm. So make sure that you are looking at those and making sure the style is appropriate for the style of your home. Light fixtures, indoor and outdoor, people are still loving updating those, especially if you are in a starter home or a track home where all of them look the same for blocks and blocks and blocks. Without too much money, you can update the exterior of your home just by switching out the light fixtures, which I think is very, very fun.
Yeah, so mixing metals is huge right now. So we're seeing a lot of the brass and the silver, different tones of those being mixed. Brass is number one right now for fixtures and kitchens. It's worldwide.
And this is not your mom's brass.
No.
This
it's
is a
polished, beautiful brass.
Yes.
It's very elegant.
Or a brushed, which is more muted gold.
Yes.
Which is really, really nice.
Yeah, both of them are beautiful.
We're also seeing a lot of people painting their exteriors. Mm-hmm. So if you have brown brick or stucco, they're also painting their window casings. Mm-hmm. So if you if you have white or tan vinyl windows, you can actually paint those bronze or black, and that really looks great. I had a neighbor that just did that. I thought that was really fun. You're listening to the KSL Home Show. Today we are talking about anything and everything when it comes to remodeling. We have Emily Ewing, an interior designer at Osmond Designs, on the show today. So happy to have you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show today. Thank you for joining us. You can podcast this episode wherever you podcast. Just search for the KSL Home Show. You'll find all of Heather's past episodes there. We talk about everything on the show, from the market itself, what it's doing, to how to get your home up to date, to the latest trends and styles. And Heather Osmond knows it all. Hi, Heather.
You're so sweet. Thanks, Lindsay. I love doing this show with you. We have seriously so much fun. Even in the breaks, we're just laughing and talking about all the crazy experiences we've had and what's on the news and how much fun it is to just live in Utah. And then the funny little nuances of living in Utah, you know, the kids, the dogs, you know, the whole life experience of just being a mom, being a working mom. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have seriously probably too much fun. It is fall, though, and we love anything and everything design related at Osmond Designs. We get so excited because people are spending more time at home than ever. and you're really in your home as it gets colder. You're not outside, you know, mowing your grass and doing the gardening and all of those things. And so I think it gives us an opportunity to reevaluate how we use our home and what we love about our home and maybe some things that we would change. And I always say I love to just cozy up your home when it comes to September, October, and November, December. Get ready for the holidays, which is, you know, so much fun. It's really the most wonderful time of the year. And the holiday decor we have at Osmond Designs is out and it's already selling. Emily, tell me a few things that are maybe some of your favorites at our store right now that people can use in their home.
I think some of the favorites that I personally like are the pillows and some of the blankets. They just really change the atmosphere of your home, the colors, the textures, the feel.
I love that. Lindsay talked a little bit about those pumpkin spice candles we have. As soon as you walk into our store,
the smell.
It's
pumpkin
spice season. Right. Yeah. And when you bring that into your home, as soon as your kids walk in, they're like, what are you making? It's like, oh, no, I didn't make anything. It's just that wonderful candle. And you can turn that on at any time.
My kids don't ask me, what are you making? Because they know that there's no answer to that.
Lindsay, you're so cute. Yeah. We also love diffusers. That way you don't have open flames. Diffusers are just those oils and you turn those over, you know, every few days and you just always have a great scent in your home. We're loving Puras that are at our stores right now. Those are the plug-ins and they also create great night lights in the evenings. They have a really cool glow about them. But let's talk about some personal experiences, Emily, with remodeling, the good, the bad. We could probably do 10 shows about things that have gone well, things that haven't gone well in our own personal experiences. But right now you are currently remodeling a home. Yes. So let's talk about maybe a couple things that have gone well and a couple things that haven't gone so well.
Okay. So things that have gone well have been, like all of the fixtures and the lighting and kind of design aspects of it, that has really gone well because I'm an expert on that, right? So that's kind of an easy thing. Things that haven't gone so well is some of the structural things. Also, I've had a couple issues with some contractors that I thought were great. And so always check contractors' licenses, make sure they're insured, because I have had a couple issues with a couple of them.
See, I feel like all day, every day, all I do is schedule between my kids, my job, finding interviews, finding sources. I don't want to go home and have to schedule contractors as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and sometimes that's why you hire someone else. Yeah. Maybe you hire a designer, hire a contractor to help you be that liaison, because you don't know who in Utah is great in the industry, who does quality work and charges a fair amount. I think those are very, very important things to keep in mind. Personal experiences. Okay, so just about 6 years ago, my husband and I, we built our dream home in Alpine. We never planned on moving. We moved in. We lived there for about 2 years. And within a couple of weeks, we had three people. Well, over the 2 years that we lived there, we always had people stopping and taking pictures and different things of our home. But at almost the 2 year mark, we had three different people formally make offers on our home. And it wasn't even for sale at the time.
That's never happened to me. Everyone says that
happens. It was crazy. I know. And it really does happen here in Utah. Yep. And so then we started thinking, well, maybe, you know, anything's for sale for the right price. So let's just put a crazy amount up and let's see what happens. Well, it sold, which was insane. It was good and bad. Added stress. I mean, I had put my entire heart and soul into this home and never wanted to move again. But within the few days of us actually seriously considering selling our home, the lot right next to our home went up for sale. And so that was okay, I can build again.
It's fortuitous. Yeah.
Right? So the stars aligned and there just happened to be this cute grandma and grandpa in our neighborhood and in our LDS ward that put their home up for sale. So we bought their home. It was a previous parade of home. It was gorgeous. The bones were fantastic. Love the location. Love our neighbors. And so we thought, that's a no-brainer. Well, as a designer, I walked into the home and it had green paint everywhere and it had orange hardwood floors everywhere and the plumbing fixtures and the cabinets and the countertop, you know, just the cosmetic things, which I knew I could fix.
And I was going to ask, is there a house that's like, this is beyond my repair? Like, or do you walk in and you're like, I can fix this. I can fix anything.
any of the cosmetic stuff, right? Yeah. When you start looking at
bones.
Yeah, if you start looking at knocking out walls, you're opening up a whole nother ball game. So as long as it's just easy things, then they're doable. But even doing that, we lived in a remodel for almost 3 months. Mm. So your kids are going to school. You're trying to live your normal life with work and everything and live in the middle of a remodel where
you can't get to the fridge.
You can't.
Yeah.
Yes. And you have workers in your home. So it's just, you know, there's some level of privacy at some time during our marriage, many times during our marriage, I should say. We've actually had to move out of the home while we remodeled. Oftentimes you can live in the basement or live on the second floor while you're remodeling the main floor. But these are the good, the bad, and the ugly stories of remodeling. So you have to be mentally prepared to do this. It's not fun in the process, but when it's done, it's worth it.
Yeah.
And I love the new home that we have right now. Brand new appliances, brand new cabinets. The tub is brand new. All the plumbing fixtures, the sinks, the faucets, you know, it just goes on. Everything's new. And so now we love it so much, we haven't even built our new home because we're comfortable there and it's great. So oftentimes, you know, just be flexible about what you can do and be open-minded. And it's not like you have to do everything all at once either. You know, find a space. Maybe you just change your kitchen faucet this weekend. That could be really fun.
Yeah, that's a problem I have too, where I'm like, well, I want it done all at once. Like, I get in these moods where I'm like, okay, well, I want to buy all the things and redo all the things. And then I go for long periods of time where I want to do nothing. And
because you're tired.
Yeah. You're just exhausted. And I find it's a struggle because it's mostly a struggle on the pocketbook because you're like, well, I got to do all the things at once while I'm changing everything. And then it hurts on the wallet, right?
For sure. And I think just working with clients, Emily and I can both testify of this, that it's just, it always takes longer.
Yeah.
And so just knowing that, I know you think it's going to be done in a month or 2 months or 3 months, but just plan on extra time because there are so many variables and factors that you can't control.
That's right.
They have lives too. And things happen in those subcontractors' lives and they say they're going to show up and they don't.
They don't.
Or you're misshipped the wrong hardwood floor color. Or, I mean, there's
Wrong fixture.
Wrong fixture and you're waiting for a part. Yeah. And I mean, there's just so many moving parts. But I will tell you, when it's all done, it's almost like having a child, right? When you're pregnant, you're like, this is awful. Why am I doing this? Yeah. This is the most horrible 9 months of my life. And then you just forget it all and you enjoy it when you have your baby. So.
That's right.
Emily, tell me one of your best experiences out there that you've had with a remodel.
So just recently I worked with a client and we remodeled her front entryway and then we went into her dining room and her family room and her piano room. And at first we were just going to do a couple different things and we got the furniture in and that changed from furniture to then, ooh, let's get some accessories in. And then the accessories went to lighting and then lighting went to rugs. And then, oh, we got to go into the dining room. So it was really fun and rewarding because we didn't start out with this huge expectation of we're going to do the whole house. We started out literally with the family room and coming up with some fun design ideas. And then from there, we implemented that and put in beautiful furniture. And it just expanded. And we've done it in steps. And that's what I really feel like is important, is because it can become overwhelming to think, oh, I have to do everything at once. And you really don't. You can take one room or one space and change furniture. And it just changes the whole feel and vibe of everything.
But you know, then I'm going to want to do the rest of the room.
Right. But then you can take it in steps.
Yeah.
And not have to feel so stressed because you can see, okay, this turned out well and I did it in this time frame and I can still take time to do the rest.
And you mentioned that feeling of rewarding for you. Is that how it feels when a home is done?
I mean, it's so rewarding. It's the best thing. I love seeing clients not really know what they want, but just know and understand that they need a change. And then for me to come in and help them see what that change is, and then see the end result and see their faces at the end and their whole family just be coming in. And
why do you think you love
together.
That so much? Like, what is it about that?
It's just the feeling that you get, you know, it's such a rewarding feeling to see how happy you can really turn around somebody's space. And
Heather,
home.
You have that too, don't you?
It's so fun.
Yeah.
I really didn't realize this was something I was so passionate about until I actually got in and started doing it, 26 years ago. And I love it. That's the only way I can describe it. Yeah. I think I personally don't feel like I'm ever going to work because it's just something I love to get out of bed to do. There are so many possibilities. So do not get overwhelmed by this segment. But we also have designers that can help you just rearrange your furniture. So sometimes that can just be so uplifting, just moving things around and making things better. Maybe it's like Lindsay had mentioned in an earlier segment, just buying a candle, buying a couple of pillows. You know, the sky's the limit, depending on your budget, depending on your mental energy and your emotional energy and how much of a project you want to tackle. It really can be a lot of fun. We've done it ourselves. We help clients do it. We are here to help. We want to make it fast and easy and as productive and efficient as we possibly can. At Osmond Designs, you can hire designers for $100 per hour.
And we will consult you and help you to bring in the right people to get the job done quickly and efficiently for you.
Osmond Design Stores in Lehi and in Orem. We'll take a break. More on The Home Show in just a minute.
The KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into The Home Show. Thank you for joining us. Heather Osmond is with us. She's the owner and interior designer of Osmond Designs. And Heather, it is that time of the year where you get to redo your house into fall colors. But there's a difference between fall and Halloween decor. Do you decorate for Halloween or just like fall?
We do it all, Lindsay. Okay. So some people really get into Halloween, others not so much. But at Osmond Designs, we've been working really, really hard to bring out all the fall colors. We have the pumpkins. We have the skulls. We have the potions in the bottles. We have everything that's Halloween related. We hate cheesy Halloween. We like classy Halloween that's timeless that you can use year after year. Today we have Emily Ewing. She is a designer from Osmond Designs and one of the best remodeling experts that we have at our store. She's on the show with us. And Emily, I know we've been talking a lot about remodeling. Let me just really quickly give a shout out to Central Bank. If you are looking to refinance your house so that you can have money to remodel or do an addition on your home, definitely check out Central Bank. They have been serving Utah for over 130 years, and they continue to be safe and secure in this crazy market. I love Central Bank. I personally use them. They are safe and secure, and they invest in our community. So thank you, Central Bank, for being our partner on this show. And always being there for the Parade of Homes and for all construction needs, new purchased needs, as well as remodeling needs as far as loans go. Okay, Emily, at our store right now, we have an incredible assortment of furniture in right now. Some of my favorites include leather sofas, leather sectionals. We just landed a couple of containers of those, and they're gorgeous. They're in those amazing caramel leathers and you know, everything that people want, the ottomans, the chairs, all of that. But what are some of your favorites?
So some of my favorites are the John Michael sectionals. We have a lot of people coming in, and that's the first thing is they need to fill a big space. And so,
I need one of those.
Yeah, and you John really Michael sectionals are incredible.
I have one of those couches where the cushions come off, and I'm like sitting down on the bar. I'm so annoyed by it every single time. My husband's like, "It's fine," and I'm like, "No, I need a new couch."
Not fine. No. Yeah. Okay, so let's describe these sectionals that you're talking about.
Yeah. So he has a proprietary gel that he spins, and they're little fibers as thin as your hair. And that's how he makes the seats. And they are like a cloud. And in fact, they're called cloud seating, angel cloud seating. And so you just have to come in, check them out. They are in the most gorgeous fabrics. We can customize them. And they're coming in 4 to 6 weeks. So super quick.
Nice.
And we have tons of them in stock right
yes,
now.
As well.
So you can choose almost any size sofa. Right. We have a couple different assortments of sofa. Most of them are track arms. We have thin track arms, thick track arms. They also come in sectionals. They come in sofas with chaises.
Yes.
They come in chair and a halves. Yep. Lots of options. And what I love specifically about this brand of sectionals and upholstery that we carry is the comfort. I think at any price point, there's not anything that sits more beautifully than this John Michael brand.
Absolutely. And the protection on the upholstery.
I was going to say, can you spill Diet Coke?
Yes, you actually can.
Yes.
And you can clean it with bleach. And and it literally will come right off.
Wow.
So it's a Revolution Fabrics, which is very family friendly.
Yeah.
Kids, animals, husbands, you know, all those good things.
Yes. Spaghetti sauce.
Spaghetti sauce, pizza.
I like how husbands are lumped into that group. Kids, pets,
maybe
and
some
husbands.
Wives, you know, maybe they need to have that as well. But We believe in having a beautiful home, but that you can also live in a comfortable home.
Yeah, a
lived-in, beautiful Utah home.
Right.
I think that's what it's all about here. We all are at different price points. We have different budgets. We have different needs for our families, but there are some companies that just really cross all of the bridges for all of us. And we Utahize that and bring it into Osmond Designs. Bring your truck and trailer. If you mention that you heard this show today, you will receive 20% off today.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Only
Ooh,
at
nice.
Both Osmond Design stores. And just so you know, all of our prices are already 50% off retail. You're receiving an additional 20% off. We are overstocked right now in sofas and sectionals and leather goods. So come on in. It is fall. It's time to remodel your home and make it beautiful and somewhere that you want to be throughout this winter.
Okay, say you heard it on the KSL Home Show and get 20% off at Osmond Designs, Lehigh, and in Orem. Heather, Emily, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
So good to see you.
Always good to chat with you. We'll be back next week on the Home Show.